Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Said that we're going to see these things happening, so we should not be alarmed. Don't be afraid. We got to put our faith and our trust in God and stay on our knees a little bit more, because the Word of God already forewarned us that these things was going to happen. You are now once again tuned into Are You, it's personal. Are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, we have none other than Pastor Frederick Chapman will be bringing forth God's word on tonight. As you all know, you all that are dialing in on a regular basis, you know that Pastor Frederick Chapman is my regularly scheduled guest for every second Thursday night now. So please mark your calendar if you're not aware that he's on every second Thursday night delivering God's word. So I hope you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so you can get ready to follow along as he gets ready to share with us another word from the Lord on tonight. We get ready to go to God in prayer as we always do. We always open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners if you would touch and agree with me in prayer as we lift up the following people. We want to continue to lift up our sister in Christ, Sarah Tara Doss, a faithful member of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. She had a stroke, and she also just had a stent put in so they can monitor her heart, but she's in rehab right now. But we want to continue to lift up our sister, Tara Doss. I just got the news that my uncle in Alabama, now he has a lung cancer, Uncle Kenneth Hogue. Then my other uncle in Greensboro, North Carolina, he just was released from the hospital with heart conditions as well. And we want to continue to pray for his wife, my Aunt Lily May King. She now going back through chemo and radiation again for cancer. And we also want to continue to lift up Aunt Essie Tipp from Greensboro, North Carolina. Not only those people, the names that I just called off, the Mary Ann King, who is still in the hospital in Greensboro, North Carolina, but all those, whether we know them or not, whether they're sick, afflicted, whether they are bereaved or not, we want to lift up all of those names that was called and all those that we don't know of. But we thank God that he's everywhere at the same time. We don't have to send him anywhere because he's already there. We want to lift up these people that we just called off the names, that God would touch their bodies, heal their bodies, and all those that have breathed on tonight, that he will comfort and strengthen them as only he can in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come now as your children, touching the grin and knowing that you are God all by yourself. You have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. For this we give you glory, honor, and praise. In the midst of it all, you're still worthy of our praise. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are a faithful promise keeper. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people that are being faithful doers of your word in the name of Jesus. We pray now, Heavenly Father, asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Chapman, Frederick Chapman and his entire family, and all those that are saved and being faithful doers of your word all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. We come now, Heavenly Father, listen to all those that may be incarcerated behind prison bars all over the United States and around the world. We thank you that you have opened the doors for prisons and prisoners around America to be able to hear this worldwide platform. So for this, we give you glory, honor, and praise as well. Could there be any listeners on tonight that's not saved in the name of Jesus? It's our hope and our prayer and desire that something will be said through your man of God, through your word. That they will hear your word, they will receive your word on tonight. They will open their mouth and ask them what must they do to be saved. And they will call on the name of Jesus, asking Jesus to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight, that you will get the glory. Is our prayer in the name of Jesus. I mean, Father, we pray now, Lord, that you will move by your spirit, have your way in us. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in each one of us for your glory. We pray and lift up all those that faithfully dials into this worldwide ministry platform, those that are listening in through social media platforms around the world. Continue to bless them all and grant them all the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer in the name of Jesus. And I lift up my sister, my younger sister, Donetta Barney, and her younger son, Robert, as they are driving back from Alabama. I pray, Lord, that, and thank you that they made it there safely. And I pray, Lord, that you would give them traveling grace and protect them, that they would be able to arrive back home to Michigan safely, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. So have your way on tonight that you get the glory, is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, as Christians, we serve an awesome God who knows everything about us. Isn't that good to know? Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. As Christians, we serve an awesome God who knows everything about us. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. We want to announce that on next Thursday night, we have Pastor Ron May, I'm going to say for this coming Saturday, we have Pastor Ron May will be delivering God's word. He's my scheduled guest every second Saturday night now. Pastor Ron May will be delivering God's word on this coming Saturday night. His wife brought an awesome word at Peace and Goodwill on this past Sunday mornings at the service at Peace and Goodwill. And also on next Thursday night, as a regular, we have Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. This awesome man of God always bring a powerful word from the Lord out of Washington, D.C. On next Thursday night, my special guest every third Thursday night. So please mark your calendars. We have a lot of new guests that will be coming on in the future. So as we move forward, I will be announcing them so you can mark your calendars, so you can be sure to tune in, and that you can share this platform with other people that they can tune in and be blessed by God's word and through the different testimonies and what God is doing through this worldwide platform. That being said, we're going to get ready to go to our short music break. We're going to do a short music break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to my guest on tonight, again, Pastor Frederick Chapman, my special scheduled guest every second Thursday night. Now, please mark your calendars. He will be bringing forth God's word again on tonight. So I hope you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along after the music break. Cover me, Lord.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. yourself. Cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy breath. Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me with thyself. Oh, cover me with thy presence. Hey, oh. Oh, cover me. If you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be. Cover today. Oh, cover me. Ooh. With thy breath.
Yes, yes, yes. Isn't it good to know that we're covered by the blood of Jesus? And I love what God said in his word, that once we're saved in Jesus' name, nothing and no one can pluck us out of his hands. That is a good thing to know. What a mighty God we serve. So right now, we're getting ready to yield the mic to my guest on tonight. Again, Pastor Frederick Chapman is getting ready to deliver another word from the Lord. I pray and hope that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along. And after he concluded the message, we will open up the phone lines and give you all an opportunity. Those of you all that would like to speak with or say hello to Pastor Chapman or give him words of encouragement, you will have an opportunity to do so following the word. Pastor Chapman, I now yield the mic to you.
Thank you, Brother Brown. Thank you all for joining us on tonight here on this Thursday evening. We know that you could have been anywhere in the world, but we are grateful that you have decided to tune in to receive the word of God on tonight. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, who makes all things possible. I also want to acknowledge my wife, Pastor Rochelle Chapman, who pastors the New Beginnings Bible Church, and along with myself, and want to shout out New Beginnings Bible Church and also the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church as well. Thank you all for whoever you are tuning in tonight, and wherever you're tuning in tonight, we want to thank you so much. Tonight, we are going to jump right into the word. So go ahead, if you have not grabbed your Bible already, go ahead and grab it. Grab a piece of paper so that you can take good notes on tonight. Tonight, we are going to be coming out of the Old Testament, the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through to verse number 6. Okay, so go ahead and get there. Once you are there, you will find these words. And we are actually coming out of the New King James Version. You may have another version, but you could still follow along with us on tonight. The Bible says here in verse 1, "The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words." I want you to underline that. "Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as the potter, says the Lord? Look, as the clay is in the potter's hands, so you are in my hands. That is the reading of the word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for your word tonight. We ask, God, that you would bring and breathe new life on this word, God, that it may go into our hearts, Lord God, and take root tonight. I thank you, God, for your people, God, who are joined in. I thank you for your listeners tonight. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that we will receive all that you have for us, God. We are delighted, Father God. We are encouraged, God. We are looking to you with great expectation. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you again, once again, for joining us here on tonight. As we have read in the word here in Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 6, I want to entitle this The Potter's Process. One of the great things about God is that he is always looking to make us better. I don't know about you, but I want to be better than I was yesterday. I want to be better than I was last year, last month. I want to be better than I've ever been in my life, and I know that God has my life in a process. And you want to know that if you're a child of God, that God also has you in a particular process. Each of us are in our own process with God. And what we want to understand is that God does not just look at us one-dimensionally, but God looks at us holistically. God just didn't look at, you know, how many times you go to church or how many times you read your Bible. But God is also concerned about who you are in your family, who you are in your community. He's concerned about what type of mother, what type of father you are, what type of sister, what type of brother you are. God is always molding and shaping us into the people that he would want us to be. And the fact of the matter, brothers and sisters, is that none of us is, God is finished with us yet. God is not finished with any of us. All of us are in some type of process with God. Some of us have found ourselves maturing in God as of late. Some of us have found ourselves still in a place of immaturity, whether it be in our faith or whether it be in our belief system or whether it be in our perspective. Many of us have learned how to walk with God throughout the years by trial and error. But the fact of the matter is that there is a way that God wants us to live. There is a way that God wants to move in us. He wants to thrive in your life. And the fact is, brothers and sisters, when we look at Genesis chapter 1, round verse 26 and 27, the Lord pronounced, let us make man, right? And let us make man in our own image, right? Understand that he did not make us in the image of the animal. He did not make us in the image of the insect. He did not make us in the image of something, a tree in nature, but he made us in his own image. And the reason why he made us in his image is because he wanted to have fellowship with us. He wanted us to share in his dominion, because if you notice in the verse 27, he gave us dominion, right? Right after he made us in his image, he gave us dominion. He gave us control over the earth, the birds, the sea creatures, and the like. The fact of the matter is that God wants us to rule in the reign, but we have to be shaped into his likeness, not so much that we look like him from the outside, but that we look like him on the inside. The fact is, brothers and sisters, is that all of us are in the process of looking like God. We are looking like his character. We are speaking like him. We are acting like him. We are loving like him. God wants each and every one of us to grow in his image. That image, brothers and sisters, was actually lost during our fall into disobedience. After God told us not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, or we would surely die, understand that we not only die physically, right, but we also died spiritually, which means that we no longer had the image of God, right? In other words, we did not, we no longer had his perspective. We no longer had his character. And the fact is, brothers and sisters, is that Jesus Christ came to restore that image. Here in this text, brothers and sisters, you will begin to understand that Jeremiah, who speaks on the behalf of God to the children of Israel, he gets a request from God. God commands him to go down to the potter's house and observe. The fact of the matter is that he wanted to show Jeremiah a place where he was attempting to put man back into his image. The fact is, brothers and sisters, he told Jeremiah to go down so that he could actually hear his words. And the first thing that he does when he goes down there, Jeremiah sees the potter working at the wheel, right? He sees him molding and shaping and making something. The Bible doesn't say what he was making, but it does say that he was making something. The fact of the matter is, brothers and sisters, is that you and I never know what we're going to be in God. The fact is that God is molding and shaping you for something right now. You may feel like you don't have a purpose in your life. Well, what is my purpose? What is God molding and shaping me for? You may even feel like I've lived my life out. But the fact is that God has more for you to do. God is making you into something. Brothers and sisters, I don't know what you may be going through right now, but I'm telling you that what you're going through is actually shaping you for who you're going to be. The fact is, brothers and sisters, is some of us, we get upset with God. We get mad at God because God allows us to go through the making process. Listen, it is not always pleasant when God is making you come on into an honest person. It is not always pleasant when God is teaching you how to persevere. It is not always pleasant when God is trying to teach you about faith. It is not always pleasant when God is disciplining you, right, and to take you to the next level in him. Here, brothers and sisters, the Bible says, and we'll start at verse 1, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. It says, then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was making something at the wheel. Understand that he's not only making something, but something is in motion, right? What he has on the wheel is in motion. It is moving. The fact is, brothers and sisters, is that in the potter's process, God wants to keep you moving. I'm going to say it again. God wants to keep you moving in this process. There are some of us who may feel like we are at a standstill in life. I don't know who you are tonight or who I'm talking with, but I want you to understand that it is the will of God for you to keep on moving. Come on, I'm going to say it again. It is in the will of God for you to keep on moving. And God doesn't want you to stand still. God doesn't want you to be stagnant. God doesn't want you to be complacent. God doesn't want you to be idle, but God wants to keep you moving. Why? Because he is shaping you. He is molding you into what you ought to be. I know that sometimes we get tired. I know that sometimes we get weary. Sometimes we get burden. Sometimes we just don't want to move anymore, right? We don't want to go any further. But I'm here to tell you that the work that God started in you, he is going to finish it to completion. And wherever you are in life, I want you to understand that God says that your paralysis, your non-moving, the movement of your life is going to happen, right? Understand that God is moving you from where you are to where he wants you to be. You have to understand that when potters had the clay on the wheel, right, they are shaping it from every angle. I'm going to say it again. When the potter has the clay on the wheel, they are molding them and shaping them, right, the clay, right, from every angle. You remember I said that God didn't just want you, come on, to be just what you need to be for a church. He doesn't want you what you just want you to be spiritual, but God also understands that he has to mold you holistically. And so understand the reason that there is motion is because God doesn't just want to stop at one place in your life. God wants to shake you for other places in your life. There are somebody here, listen, there's a woman or a man that may be listening to me right now, and God may be trying to shape you into a wife. God may be trying to shape you into a husband. God may be trying to shape you for leadership. Listen, you never know what God is shaping you for. You may not understand the process right now, but God does have you in the process. Understand here, let's go ahead and read a little bit further. And the Bible says, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred, right? I want you to pay attention to where that part of marred, right? That means that it's been damaged, right? That means that the clay is it doesn't seem to be molding the way that it should be. Understand that it does not matter how damaged you are tonight. It doesn't matter how marred you are tonight. God still wants to work with you. I wish I had somebody right there. I said God still wants to work with you. Even though you feel messed up, even though you seem to be marred, you seem to have a life, listen, that is not going anywhere. God sees your martyr. God sees where you're marred. God sees where you're messed up, but God's hand is still on your life. I want to say it again. God sees that you're marred. God sees that you're messed up, but I want you to understand that God still has his hand on your life. You need to begin to declare that to yourself. God, I am sticking with your process, even though I'm messed up. God, even when I don't feel like I have it all. God, even when I feel like, God, you're not pleased with me. God, I still believe that you're shaping me for something. I want to tell you, let everybody tonight who's messed up understand that you are in the potter's hand. I'm going to say it again. Let everybody who feels messed up tonight, listen, in your life, you are still in the potter's hand. Understand that you are still in his hand. He is molding you. He is shaping you. And you're not always going to be in the condition that you're in now. I understand the longer we're in a situation or circumstance, sometimes we can feel like we'll never change. I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, don't ever give up on yourself because God has not given up on you. I'm going to say it again. Never give up on yourself because God is not, listen, finished with you. God is not done with you. You may feel like you're done, but God says that he's got more to do. And understand this, brothers and sisters, that he said here, let's finish this verse. It says, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in his hands of the hands of the potter. So he made it again. He made it again into another vessel. Do you know that God can make you into a totally different person? I'm going to say it again. Do you know that God can make you into a totally different person? You feel like you're always going to be this way. Do you see that the Lord wants to change your life? Do you know that God wants to change your perspective? God wants to change who you are. Many of us, brothers and sisters, we get satisfied on who we have become. But you have to understand that you are still becoming. I'm going to say it again. Some of us, we get upset with who we are, what we become, or getting satisfied with what we become when we are still becoming. You are still becoming everything that God has in mind for you. It does not matter if you feel like you're by yourself right now. It does not necessarily feel good when you feel like you're by yourself and your life is not changing. But I'm here to tell you that whoever you are, God can change you, and he can change your life, and he can make you over again. The fact is, brothers and sisters, we see the making, we see the molding, we see the method that God has you in, we see the motion that God has you in. God sees that you're marred, but you have to also understand that God can make you over again. Who is it tonight that will say, Lord, make me over tonight? I feel down. I feel discouraged. I don't like the state that I'm in. I don't like where I am. But God, I believe that you're making me over again. I want to be a different husband. I want to be a different wife. I want to be a different daughter. I want to be a different type of leader, God. God, I want to be a different minister. I want to be a different preacher. I want to be a different pastor. Whoever you are tonight, I want you to stay open. I'm going to say it again. I want you to stay open. And listen, brothers and sisters, the clay really doesn't talk back. I want to say it again. Listen, you may be giving God all the arguments of why you can't change, but I want to tell you, sometimes you just got to keep silent, keep on moving, and continue to allow God to do what he's going to do with you, because God is not done. Here in the text, it says to us that God made another vessel, right? So listen, God made it into something different. Watch this, as it seemed good to the potter to make. Do you know that God knows what's best for you? Listen, you may think you know what's best for you. Your parents may think they know what's best for you. Your friends, your family may know what's best for you. Listen, you may think they know what's best for you, but I want to tell you there is really only one person who actually knows what's best for you, and that is God. I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, is that many of us, we think we know what's best for us, but God has the best plan. For us, we have dreams, we have goals, yes, we have aspirations, but the fact is that God knows where you're going to fit in this life. God knows what he made you for. Do you understand that only the manufacturer of a product knows what that product's purpose was originally designed for? Remember, you were created in his image. You were created for his glory, and God actually knows, listen, what is best for you. Understand, as it seemed good to him. Do you trust that God knows what's best for you? Come on, brothers and sisters. Tonight, do you really, really know that God knows what's best for your life? Because many of us, we are living in a way that we believe is right, instead of asking God, God, lead and guide me and direct me in a direction you would have me to go. Not what I want, not what other people want me to do, not what other people think I should do, God, but you're making me as you see fit, right, as it seemed good to him. Now, look at verse number 5. It says, then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, verse 6, can I not do with you as the potter, says the Lord? Look, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so you are in my hand, O house of Israel. Understand this. He took Jeremiah down to teach him a lesson about how God will not just drop you, right? That God will not just let you down. Israel was constantly going after other things and other gods, right? But yet they cried out to God, and God would save them, right? And then they would go back out there again. You may feel in your life that you've been back and forth with God, that you've been in and out of his presence, in and out of church, in and out of prayer, in and out of your Bible. Whatever it is that you feel, understand that God doesn't necessarily look at you from the perspective that you have of yourself, but he looks at you from his perspective. I want you to understand tonight, you may feel like you, are far away from God, but I'm here to tell you that this is a passage of restoration. See, God was telling Jeremiah, listen, even though Israel has done all of these things against me, right, they are still mine. I want you to understand that not only does God make you over again, but God lets you know that you are still his. You are, he says, you are still mine. You still belong to me. I know you've walked away. I know that you haven't done everything that you're supposed to do, but you're still mine. Is there anybody out there who could just say, Lord, I thank you that I'm still yours? God, I thank you that I'm still yours. God, I'm glad that I'm still a part of who you are. I'm glad that you still love me. I'm thankful that you have such grace and mercy upon me. You could have let me go, but God, you kept on holding me. I want to tell you, not one time did the clay leave the hand of the master. And I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, if the enemy has allowed you to feel like you're separated from God tonight, I'm here to tell you that you're still in the master's hands. You are in good hands, not with just Allstate. You're in good hands with the Almighty. I'm telling you right now, today, that God still loves you. There's somebody who may feel broken today. Well, God can put you back together again. The potter wants to put you back together again. And I'm believing for your recovery. I'm believing for your restoration. I'm believing tonight that whatever you need from God, God is about to heal the broken pieces on the inside of your spirit. God is about to pick up the pieces and put them and mend your broken heart. I'm here to tell you that whatever it is that you need, you have to understand that just as this potter was molding and shaping, come on, and sculpting this clay, God is doing the same thing with you. You may not understand the shaping. You may not like the shaping, but God says that he's shaping you. Listen, he's shaping you into the parent that you need to be. He is shaping you into the type of husband or wife you need to be, into the grandmother you need to be. Come on, into the girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it is, God is shaping you, amen, to be the best that you can possibly be, that you are not just a sitting member in a church, but you are active, that God is shaping you for leadership, that God is shaping you to be the example for other people. Whatever you need tonight, I believe that God has it for you. In this passage, it is a very short passage of scripture, but it is very powerful about the restoring power of God. It is about God restoring his relationship to man, that even though man has walked away, even though man has turned his back, God is showing that he'll never turn his back on you. Listen, brothers and sisters, while we live, we have an opportunity to, develop. We have an opportunity to grow. There are some people who may feel like, man, because I'm older now, that I don't have any more growing to do. No, the devil is a lie. We all still have growing to do because, listen, we're not in a box yet. Listen, I want you, to stop writing the obituary. Come on, come on. I need you to come out of that. I need you to start writing the vision and making it plain of what it you shall be. because you still got time. Anytime you still breathing, that's enough time for God. I'm going to say it again. Anytime you still breathing, that's enough time for God. And so tonight, I want you to be encouraged. I want you to understand, and you need to make get on your knees tonight and say, Lord, I just need you to take me to the place where I believe you for my change, for deliverance, God, for being who you would want me to be. If you're having trouble changing, I want you to understand that you are in God's hands, and whatever he has made, he can change. I'm going to say it again. Whatever God has made, he can change. And so tonight, my brothers and sisters, listen, you may be without a relationship with Jesus Christ tonight. You may feel like God is done with you. You may feel like, man, I don't even know this God. Well, I'm here to tell you that God sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for you and I. He sent his only son to die for the sins of the world that we may have eternal life. And I want to tell you, God is shaping you for himself. God is shaping you for heaven. God is shaping you. He's shaping your spirit. He is shaping your identity. Listen, those who are in Christ, listen, are new creatures. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. God can make your life brand new. You just say, Lord, Jesus, come into my life. Come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I make you my Lord and Savior. I turn from my sin, Lord, and I give my life to you. I believe that if you pray that prayer, brothers and sisters, the Bible says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, shall be saved. Do you believe that he rose again for you? Do you believe that he got up 3 days later? Do you believe that he died one Friday, but early Sunday morning he got up again with all power in heaven and in earth? Listen, that's the invitation for you tonight. Thank you so much for taking the time out to listen tonight. I hope that this message was impactful to you. God bless you all. Thank you, and I'm going to turn it back over to Brother Brown. Thank you all.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Pastor Chapman, for that word on tonight. I like how you broke the word marred down, because a lot of people are confused when they see that word marred, and a lot of pastors don't take time out to break their word down. Like you said, the word of God says, write the vision, make it plain. That's how we need to be in the word. When we don't understand something, we need to ask our pastor. That's what I love about Sunday school and Bible class. We have an opportunity to ask questions about something that we don't understand pertaining to God's word. I like how you broke that word marred down. It was not what he wanted it to be, so he took it and reshaped it and molded and made it out to be what he really wanted it to be, so to the point that it was good that he made it. So that's how we are as Christians. Sometimes we, and I'm included in that too. I'm not exempt as a Christian in the body of Christ. Yes, we all sometimes let God down, maybe with our life, with our actions, or maybe with our words. And that's why I thank God for Jesus. Just like the pastor just prayed for those that don't know Jesus Christ, he gave an invitation. For those of us that are in the body of Christ, we can go to Jesus Christ. We can go to God through Jesus Christ and ask to be forgiven of our sins and our transgressions, so that our work for God on earth will not be in vain. I just thank God for Jesus. You ought to thank God for Jesus too. Every day when we first wake up, we ought to say thank you, Jesus, for another day. Pastor Chapman, thank you for this word on tonight, the potter's process. And it is a process. It's God's process. So we have to turn everything over to the Lord, because he do know what's best for us. Sometimes we think we know what's best for us, but he made us. He knows better than we know ourselves. So I just thank God for this word on tonight, confirmation. And it all ties in with tonight's spiritual food for thought. We serve an awesome God who knows everything about us. Aren't you glad on tonight, my sister, my brother, that God knows about you, everything about you. He knows all about us. I am ready to open up the phone lines. Once again on tonight, for those that have dialed in, I see we have Sister Tara Doss, again, a member of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. She is in the St. John's Hospital right now. She did have a stroke last week, and they just put a stent in her heart, to monitor her heart on yesterday morning, but she have a lot of issues going on, but she's in rehab right now. But we thank God that she's still here, and that means that God is still not through with her yet. So we're going to touch and agree and pray her through this because the enemy, if he had his way, he would have took her out. But we thank God that he has more work for her to do. He's not through with her yet. So like he's not through with me, and he's not through with you yet either. So I want to say before we let the listeners that dialed in on tonight speaking to Pastor Chapman, I want to give a shout-out real quick to my pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church and my church family, Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. I want to give a shout-out to you all on tonight as well. The phone lines are open, and as I always say, and it's true, we do have people that do dial in to this broadcast, and sometimes they don't say anything, but we thank God for you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to even take time out to listen and be blessed by God's word. We know that those that are incarcerated behind prison bars, they cannot respond on the air, but we do thank God that they do make comments on my Facebook page, and they let us know that they are listening and to this ministry, as well as to the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church and other ministries that I share with those that are incarcerated behind prison bars. So right now, the phone lines are open. If anyone that's on the line, if you have received this word or you were blessed by the word on tonight, or if you just want to give Pastor Chapman a voice of encouragement, you can do so now. The phone lines are open.
Oh, my God. I'm sitting here in this hospital bed just listening to this word. First of all, I want to give honor to God where honor is due. And I want to thank you, Brother Brown, for being a big brother to me, you know, shouting out my name, you know, keeping me lifted in prayer. But God. Pastor Chapman, I want to tell you that God is really using you in a time such as this. I don't sound like what I've been through. And the thing of it is, God was telling me that I am going through a process. So everything that you spoke about tonight, God is shaping me. The clay don't talk back. All of this, God wants to keep us moving. I was taking notes. All the things that you have said is only confirmation. And I want to encourage you, Brother Brown, and your wife on tonight to keep on speaking God's word, because the word that you have spoken is nothing but a word from a manner on high. And I truly thank God for you being a brother to my shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and the Peace and Goodwill family. This has really blown me back. It hasn't blown me back, but it's a good blowback for a major comeback. So everything that you have seen tonight is confirmation, and I want to encourage you, your wife, Brother Brown, my pastor, I want to encourage all of you all to keep on doing what you're doing, because you all haven't seen what God is about to do for you all. He's spreading that table. He's preparing it before you in the presence of your enemies. Overflow. I see overflow. I see a fountain of water that's springing up. Clear blue water. I see it springing up. But that is not the end of it. You all are flying and soaring more like eagles than ever before. Get ready. You all haven't seen nothing yet. I love you all.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Sister Tara Dog, we received that on tonight. And guess what? Because the enemy tried to take you out, he know that God has got his hands on you. So we just thank God for you on tonight. I'm surprised that you even said anything. As we told you, you need to just lay back and relax and let your body heal. But I understand how it is sometimes when the Lord is moving and you just got to, you can't hold your peace. You just got to give God glory, honor, and praise. So we thank God for you on tonight, Sister Terrell Doss. So we pray in your healing and restoration by faith in Jesus' name on tonight. Anyone else? The phone line is still open. Anyone else? Praise the Lord.
Oh, good evening, Brother Brown and Pastor Chapman. Good evening. Pastor Chapman wants God bless you and thank you for that wonderful word this evening. you know, you made the statement that God, he has not given up on us. Many times our family give up on us and people we know give up on us. Our family and friends give up on us. But thank you for reminding us that God has not given up on us, that he does not give up on us. And we must stay faithful and believe in his word. So God bless you for that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Gwen Walker, another faithful listener from the historic St. James Baptist Church on Evergreen. Thank you so much, Sister Gwen Walker. As I said, we do have people that dials in, but they don't say anything. But, we thank God for you as well. And, again, we want to thank God for those that are listening in that are incarcerated behind prison bars. Know that we love you. We know that God loves you, too. So we just want to keep you encouraged as well, even though you may be behind prison bars. Guess what? God is not through with you yet either. He sometimes allows us to be put in situations because we sometimes don't want to listen, and sometimes he has to allow us to be put in certain positions so he can get our attention. So that lets us know that how much he really loves us, because he could give up on us, but he don't. He shows us how much he loves us each and every day when he allows us to wake up, and he really showed us how much he loves us when he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to pay our sin debt on the cross. For this, I am so grateful. I'm so grateful for Pastor Chapman reminding us on tonight that God is still not through with me yet. I'm including myself. He's still molding me and making me after his will, that his will be done in my life and all of my sisters and brothers' lives that are being faithful doers of his word. So, Pastor Chapman, we thank God that he's still molding and making you as well. So we thank God for you all tonight, and I do look forward to you coming forth every second Thursday night, delivering another powerful word from the Lord. So you stay encouraged in the Lord. You stay strong in the Lord and know that we are praying for you as well. And that being said, we're going to get ready to close out for tonight a little bit early, but we want to continue to lift up all those that we mentioned earlier and that we called out by name in prayer. Again, we thank God that he's everywhere at the same time. We don't have to send him anywhere. Pastor Chapman, before we close out on tonight, do you have any final words before we close out for tonight?
No, I just thank you again for the opportunity. Thank God for those of you who tuned in tonight, and stay encouraged.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that you have an anointed and appointed for such a time as this, who are truly standing on your word, who are truly teaching and preaching your word. We, Heavenly Father, ask that you will continue to encourage them through your word. We lift up our men and women of God that are being faithful doers of your word as you lead them over the different ministries that you have placed them in and over. That we the sheep of the flock of the different congregations, that we will all stand behind our men and women of God that you have anointed and appointed for such a time as this, that we can see the vision that you have placed on their hearts for the ministries that you have put them in charge of, that we will all come on one accord, and that we will see the vision, that we will follow along and make it easier for our people that you have placed over us in your kingdom in the earth. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus, so that we won't be a burden to them, that they can sit back and they will be able to hear you even more clearly, because they're not worried or concerned about the members of the congregation, because they know that they are being followers of Jesus Christ, as you continue to bless them and lead and guide them to lead your people. So now, Lord, we continue to lift up our sisters and brothers in Christ all over the land that are sick and afflicted. We lift up all those that have bereaved on tonight. We don't have to send you anywhere, because we know that you're already there. You're still working miracles, signs, and wonders for your glory in this situation. For this, we give you glory, honor, and praise. So now, Lord, we thank you for this worldwide ministry platform. We don't take it lightly or for granted. We thank you for it, and we ask that you will continue to bless it, that it will continue to be what you have called for it to be in these last and evil days, that you will continue to be glorified through it, because we realize and know that it's not about us. It's all about you. It's about your word going forth over this worldwide platform ministry, that you will continuously be glorified through it. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, once again, as I always say on this platform, encourage one another in God's word, not with your feelings, not with your opinions, but with God's word. And when we do it that way, we know that God is truly going to get the glory. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.